Again, as the angry seas have struck upon the sand.
We don't have civilization anymore. We have a state of barbarism, in which we are daily, hourly, threatening the annihilation of our fellow citizens.
We're looking for a better world. But what do we see? Poverty, hatred, and misery. So much money spent on war when so many on this earth are so helplessly poor. The unelected president sits at his desk, plotting another attack. Since the dramatic coup of September 11, he's never had to look back. A war that won't end in our lifetime is the madness he throws at our world. He talks of the axis of evil while threatening evils untold.
Freeform listeners, the president of Tufts University.
This is Tony Monaco, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
WMFO in Medford. Yes, it's a Crash Course President's Day special. And in that block, we've been playing all songs with presidents in the title. In that block, we had we started with, yes, Paul. Paul wanted to hear... Dun, 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 dun. How come I can't find him now? Oh, yeah. Paul Robinson, he wanted to hear Psychedelic Furs, President Gas, and we started that block with President Gas. After that, it was Brenda Fassi with Black President. That's from Mandela, the original soundtrack. Phil Ox in there. That was the president. Crass, the unelected president. We versus the shark. I am the president of the world. And then we just had President Kochaka with James Kochaka Superstar. Oh, actually, no. The artist was James Kochaka Superstar. Song, President Kochaka. You got it, you Kochaka heads? 91.5 MFO, have a song with President in the title that I haven't thought of yet. 617-627-3800. Here's Cliff Edelman, Fallen for the President. This better pick up. Thank you.
pretend my first lady will be a stone cold fox. I cover her in furs and rocks and make peace between the nerds and jocks. Make sure every cowboy had a gun. Find out what's up with Area 51. And I would drive a fire engine everywhere I went if I were president. I'd make sure my family had good jobs with benefits. My cabinet would be my closest friends. I'd eliminate all the heathens and degenerates, and we'd party as if it were the end.
Read my lips!
If I were president, I'd try not to piss off the CIA. Look what they did to JFK and MLK and RFK. I'm glad I'm not a Kennedy. If I was, I would not want to be. And I would thank each one of you for every single sin. If I were president, if I were president, I'd send the elephants back to Africa where they all could get some part-time jobs helping out the poor locals. And I'd free the monkeys from the zoo and declare a binding worldwide truce. And I'd front row tickets to my favorite sports events if I were president.
Thank you. nothing. Well, kind of nothing. I think the condom might have broken.
Broken?
Yeah, this is not good.
Okay, relax.
Relax? I mean, what are the chances of that? It's like...
Surreal?
Yeah. This isn't supposed to happen. We're being responsible here.
Okay, well, don't panic.
Don't panic? How can you say that?
Being responsible means having a backup plan, like emergency contraception, or EC for short. When you begin taking EC within 72 hours, it could prevent pregnancy. It's not an abortion pill and it won't prevent HIV or other STDs, but it's a great backup plan.
It's gonna be okay. It's gonna be fine.
What? I thought you'd be the one to freak.
Well, I've got EC.
Oh. Oh, no, that's just great. What's EC?
For more information or to get EC in advance, ask your healthcare provider or call 1-888-NOT-TOO-LATE. That's 1-888-NOT-2-LATE. EC, because shit happens, brought to you by the Pacific Institute for Women's Health.
I'm looking outside of my window. The view that I see is a child and mama. And the child is begging for money. Tell me why, tell me why the woman is blind. Is she so broke? The kid's stealing crime. It's such a beautiful city, but the world is burning it down. Turn on the TV, I sit myself down, and I start laughing hard. Cause this man, he's asking for money. He says, if you send me lots of cash, I'll send you stuff to make you rich fast. It's such a wonderful country, but the man, he's burning it down. Doing crack. Siren. Oh my God, the bomb has just dropped, and everybody climbed right on top, screaming, what a wonderful country.
Yeah, yeah. so much to do. The first day I offered statehood to Cuba and Mexico. Cuba one state, Mexico six, all or nothing, that's how it goes. No more border patrols and human smuggling, we'll deal with our own neighborhood. And a few more stars and some green in the flag, seems like it might be good. And maybe Israel and Palestine will follow our lead and just combine and then become Israelstein, who knows? Anyway, that's my first day. Second day I told Detroit, start making cars that don't use gas. And I gave everybody a big rebate and they started selling fast. We stopped burning up the air we breathe and making the planet boil. And we won't have to kiss the ass of whoever's got the oil. Since before Hoover, the farmers have got the short end of the stick. So with the help of our Cuban brothers, we'll go communistic. Collective farms. Capitalism is a fine thing. If it works, then great, okay. But if it don't, you gotta try something else. That's what I did on my third day. My fourth day, all of the troops came home from all around the earth. Afghanistan, Iraq, Iran, more trouble than they're worth. And I was tempted to say, I'm sorry, we'll rebuild you with money and men. But I just said, you're on your own and don't fuck with us again. The fifth day I changed the army, so it's all of us or none. We'll all tie knots and walk through mud pits, tents and fire a gun. A few of us as warriors and the rest of us got soft. Martians could come and zap us. Ain't gonna happen on my watch. Day six I swore no prisoner more would face his death inside. Thou shalt not kill applies to us all, too many mistakes besides. Day six I swore no prisoner more would ever face his death, at least until my jury hears the crimes of President Bush. Day seven was hot, I legalized pot, and none of this decriminalizing crap. Let it grow in glory, end the story, then I burned when I took a nap. Hemp will help the farmers, we'll grow hemp everywhere. 1 acre of hemp's like 10 acres of trees, and hemp grows back next year. My eighth day, I made that health care apply to everyone. If you get sick, see a doctor, that's how my government's run. And by the way, abortion is included in this plan. No one tells a girl how to treat her body, least of all some man. My ninth day I said sorry, this government is no fool. Ain't gonna pay extra to send your kid to some weird ass wacko school. We'll do our best to make our schools the best any place on earth. If they ain't good enough, think about it before you go give birth. My tenth day I made it okay to marry whoever you would be willing to ride with on a bicycle built for two. Marry a woman, marry a man, marry a monkey too. Visit him at the zoo. And that was my first 10 days, my first 2 working weeks. Lots of work for the bureaucrats and the paper pushing geeks. Next we'll need a little time to go and just have fun. So we added some new holidays the next week, one by one. Monday was National New Day, everyone disrobed. Tuesday was National Stone Day, everyone got stoned. Wednesday was National Painting Day,
Thursday, no television. Friday was tennis, John McEnroe held from his cabinet position. Saturday, sex with impunity day, with no repercussions. Sunday, do it all, nude, stone, tennis, painting, sex, no TV, enjoy. Just be ready for work on Monday. Well, my cabinet is previously mentioned. He's the smartest guy in the world. England's had him long enough. And I will not run for re-election for years. Enough of this. 'Cause between you and me, I hate politics.
Shoots people, that gun that shoots.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. Yes, that was your Crash Course President's Day special, featuring songs with presidents in the title. And Roland just piped in. Roland Pearsall wanted to hear Dead Presidents by Little Walter and Please Mr. President by Boss Five. I'd look for them if I could, but it's time for me to go. Maybe next time, eh? Hey, check out my show 1 to 4 on Saturdays, a crash course for the ravers this week, and it will be Hummingbird Syndicate. 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. Saturdays. Until then, see ya!
Freeform listeners, the president of Tufts University.
This is Tony Monaco, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.